Good evening, Tannies, and welcome to the Naked Football Show. Joining us tonight, after falling asleep in his bath chair the last time he was supposed to be on board, dear, was the old Git. Mr. Git to us. Git is joined by Tan fan Jeremy Lieben.
Hello.
And the team is completed, of course, by one Philip Ham.
Hello.
Right, we'll discuss the Jekyll and Hyde performances of the last few days and address anything you'd like to bring up. So, usual rules, studio@icrfm.co.uk if you wish to email, and drop us a text on this easy-to-remember number, which is 07797 800 712. Do you want to start, Git, for a change? You were there last night.
There's hardly anything to say about last night, so I won't say anything.
Well, that summed it up perfectly,
that's
I thought.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Would you agree with me that we're outclassed, basically?
We weren't outclassed all the time, but we were net outclassed.
Net outclassed.
The way that they scored three goals in the first sort of 10 minutes.
One of which was disallowed.
Well, it was disallowed, but it was a goal, wasn't it?
It was no offside, reason. Though.
What?
It was miles offside.
Kevin Phillips, let's say it out loud. He is the greatest player we should have had. He is a god. He is a small god, an ugly god, and in the words of the song that the boys were singing last night, I suspect that the wheels of his house go round and round.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Quite fast, though, they go round and round, don't they?
He was lovely.
He
fit,
fast. Head and shoulders above anything else.
Despite being a dwarf.
In the striking department for either side, I thought.
Oh, I thought Marcus Bent looked striking.
Marcus Bent.
No, I thought he looked striking. I didn't think he was that...
I thought Marcus Bent showed far greater endeavour last night than at any stage during his career with Town.
Well, apart from the first two matches.
Apart from that January 2002, I think it was.
That's true. Perhaps he's been in that first eight matches or whatever.
When he was keen to impress, gets his contract and then doesn't bother after that.
He is. So.
But I thought we were really hopelessly outclassed in all areas, and it was more than anything. It was.
But not all the time. We came out in the second half.
Yeah, but the game...
How much of that was...
Yeah, exactly. What he said.
I wasn't there, but from what I heard, it was partly they were 2-0 up and then perhaps at the foot off the gas, but also they lost a couple of midfield players, didn't they? I think, which would have disrupted them.
Did Quasi go off?
Yeah, both of them.
So they're two very well, the whole team was pretty good players, really, to be honest.
Word for Larsson, I thought he was very good.
In fact, the two players I mentioned in this evening's Star, I said, where is our Kevin Phillips and where is our Seb Larsson?
Well, it should be Kevin Lisby, shouldn't it?
Beckham-esque crosses, I thought.
Well, there is the potential for Darren Ambrose to be that. I would say to Darren Ambrose, you've got all the goodwill in the world behind you. Get down that wing. Well, first of all, we've got to actually remember that he's there.
And get the ball, which was one thing we didn't do a lot last night.
Well, we've got to get the ball. Mm. Well, we were rather swept aside. But not for the whole match. I hear what Jeremy said, but we came out in the second half and we set about them. Well, we could have easily had a goal.
Was it Naylor?
Yeah, we had a couple of opportunities.
Apparently was a good
That was a good opportunity.
Chance,
and the one that where Garvin and Kinyago got in one another's way at the end of the first half. They should have... That would have changed the game, really.
There was grumblings.
One or both of those.
There was grumblings about Pablo, wasn't there?
They
were singing Olé, 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 but they were then sort of saying, no, you bugger off, it's bad.
Really?
I just thought it was a bit deflating, really, because we've done quite well against the likes of Derby and Blackpool and QPR.
But then we
face what are the real quality teams in this division, like Wolves and Birmingham, and we were really, in both those games, I think we've been hopelessly out.
Wolves were really
good. Yes. But all the other leading teams we've beaten. Burnley, Reading, etc.
Yeah.
Can't remember the others.
Yeah.
Plymouth.
But I think we need to kind of be nearer the... I would have hoped that we would be nearer to competing with teams like Birmingham than we are, because I thought last night was quite poor, really. If that was a Premier League game and the distance between those sides, it would have been something like Wigan and Manchester United, something like that, and Wigan would have gone at that game with a game plan of sticking so many men behind the ball the whole time, whereas we played a side who were significantly better than ourselves and were under the impression that we could go and play them at football. Do you know what I mean? Take them on.
Yeah. Well, I would have felt confident that we could have done that.
And we were shown
last night. But it could have, on another day, it might have looked quite different. Don't forget that just last Saturday we looked absolutely super in the sort of, for example, the combination between Owen Garvin and Velici Szymlikowski. is really looking, that's looking like a Premiership combination, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think Shumi, well, both of them looking like Premiership players. One thing they said last night is maybe, because he came off, didn't he, in... Was it the
Shumi?
Yeah, did he was substituted? Was
yeah, he wasn't very good.
But he,
well, I was going to say
he played Macedonia last Wednesday, full 90 minutes.
Well, he tired last Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah, full 90 again on Saturday.
He played the full 90, but he did tire. But he looked fabulous on Saturday, the first time.
Oh yeah, he was.
I thought he really did look like the. The Macedonian Stephen Gerrard.
But I mean, you know, that was just made up by the English tabloids when we played him because he looks a bit like him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought, you know,
he's a midfielder as well.
But you say that they look like Premier League players. When they were up against Premier League players last night, they didn't look like Premier League players.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big difference.
But don't forget though the fact that we were playing with only 10 men because no one passed to Darren Ambrose. Jim had obviously said to Tommy Miller, because when Miller came on, the first two or three things he did was to bang the ball over to Ambrose.
But Ambrose just wasn't involved at all, was he? No. I mean, until that stage, as you say. I mean, I don't necessarily think it was people passing to him so much as he just didn't get involved at either end. I mean,
he's lost his confidence. He's
actually was under a lot of pressure early on because of Larsson playing. I thought Larsson played really well, but Ambrose didn't track back particularly. I think actually we'd been better off playing Quinn.
More for a battle, as it happens.
Well, similarly, we had two strikers. Say up at Nottingham, we only had one Spanish gentle, sensitive striker, and we had two strikers there last night. If we'd had two strikers against Nottingham. We might have won 7-0 up there. We so dominated the game, but didn't have enough person to put it in the net.
Well, we just didn't create any chances at Nottingham. I think neither side created more than
at Nottingham
two or three each.
But we didn't take chances. No, because we'd got no striker. But we dominated them in midfield. It was sort of quite an artistic sort of thing.
I thought we played very poorly there because I thought we
did.
In as much as we had a lot of possession, as you say, created nothing. But were vulnerable.
On the break.
Every time Forrest got in the first half, in particular, every time they got the ball, they banged it over the top. And they had, I can't think what the two players' names are now. Nathan Tyson,
striker Tyson,
and the other one is the fella who scored the goal. They got a lot of pace, and they ran beyond our defence, and we were really quite lucky not to concede a couple of goals. I thought, but I mean that. I think since that game is when we played well, but the concerning thing I think from last night,
there were green shoots at that Nottingham game.
Yeah, I'll concede green shoots.
Right. Sorry, you were saying last night.
I think you know we've shown, with the exception of the Doncaster game since then, that we're a decent enough side against the Derby, Blackpool.
You're saying that Birmingham will play like that first 15 minutes last night. You're saying that Birmingham are playing like that all the time.
Well,
funny
enough, they're not, are they?
Well, look at West Brom, how we were in awe of West Brom
last season.
And they turn out to be
rubbish. Yeah. That's a nice gesture. but the thing about West Brom is, both the last two seasons, they've been an excellent side.
Yeah.
But they're just too inconsistent. But, you know, I think that...
They played football as well, West Brom, in that division.
Yeah.
And then they are continuing to try and do that in Premier League. Maybe they should take a Stoke approach or...
Well, Mowbray works.
Dare say what Birmingham will do if they go up, which they probably will. If I think
Wolves and Birmingham will go up very comfortably.
It looks that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
And, of course, the another thing that West Brom... What reason West Brom aren't doing quite so well this year is, of course, but Kevin Phillips left... And went to Birmingham.
Coming back
to our original point.
Yeah.
Tony Mowbray might turn out to be a fool.
Was it that they just offered him a one-year contract?
Yeah, the chairman, Mowbray, I think, is the chairman, Jeremy Peace, I think there is.
Well, it's curious. Yeah. He looked so fit last night.
Yeah.
Why would you offer a man that looked that fit just a one-year contract if that was the problem? Actually, he does look a little bit like Tony Mowbray, doesn't he? Mowbray is getting more and more know-me. And he's got ever so serious and boring, isn't he? Tony Moira.
Moira, he's
such a lovely
like
chap.
That, though,
he has always been a bit, but his features are becoming more and more. His eyes are now completely gone.
Craggy.
Craggy. Well, no, he's not looking craggy anymore.
Is he not?
He used to look as if he sort of practiced by sort of heading rocks, but now he's looking gnomey.
He's not looking at all because he's got no eyes.
Right, yeah. So, before we libel Tony Mowbray any further, have we got anything on the email?
We have one from Ken O'Blue, our man. I know what he's on about here. Would town situation be improved by employing a vicar or a priest to help look after the team? Actually, Ken, I think I actually agree with you. It probably would. You want to comment on that?
No, idea what he's on about.
No, that's an in one. Right, we got one here from from Robin. Jeremy's brother.
He was there last night. I spoke to him after the game.
What do the team think about the lack of chances for Danny Haynes this season? Showed the desire we needed when he came on. P.S. The fans were on great form and the Brummie support was very pretty poor. Hi to Jeremy, my brother. Tell him he owes me 20 quid.
Birmingham fans were a disgrace.
I thought they were. Yeah, they weren't interested at all, were they, really? I mean, mind you, you go 2-0 up in 14 minutes and, you know, it's kind of...
They haven't understood what colour they are, have they? I counted 11 different shades of blue being employed there. I rest my case.
Blunt, could you give a description of each shade of blue?
If you want. There was Prussian, there was midnight, Prussian.
Tory party poster blue. Yeah.
The blue of my nose.
We've got Danny Haynes, yeah.
that doesn't connect.
Danny Haynes, he obviously had a bit of an injury lately, hasn't he? So I suppose that's why he's not been in.
Yeah, he's not the only one who hasn't had an injury in his circle.
It is something since then that he's not featured, isn't it? Like, since that story, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you do wonder whether there's been kind of one of the famous manager-player fallings out there, perhaps as there have been with other players. But, I don't see where he'd have fitted in, to be honest, because I don't think he'd have come in at right midfield, because I think Norris
has nailed that down, hasn't he, when he's
kind of
available.
Nailed that. And I don't see him playing up front, really, because, well, I mean, Lisby had a very poor game at Doncaster, he did reasonably well at Blackpool, and he did reasonably well at
Plymouth. He came on and he scored Saturday against Derby. Didn't he? He did quite well to work that shot, but
he was unlucky.
Good save with his foot by Carroll. But
That's true.
But he's looked better the last month than he was at the beginning of the season, I think.
Who?
Lisby, sorry.
Has he?
I still wouldn't start him, but which has happened recently.
Well, actually, I noticed the only constructive comment that I've noticed about Frisbee. Is that he ran the Queen's Park Rangers defenders ragged, you've got to say it, there's no other word, plucked from the lower leagues. and then our proper strikers came on and scored the goals. So perhaps there was a role
best
for him.
His game was probably Charlton at home, wasn't it? One where we drew 1-1. Was it that one where he was good? Or I think he was different.
Yeah, he did all right in that game, but he did all right at Plymouth, I thought.
I didn't see that one.
He got a goal in that game. I don't know, I'm still
convinced. Let's be proud. We need a striker.
I think we undoubtedly do. I mean, coming back to Haynes, it wouldn't surprise me if he left in January.
No, because he was
one manner or other.
In the summer, him and Walters were the ones being talked about being worth money.
Mm.
So if he's not going to feature, he might have some sort of value to him.
Well, he's not worth money now. However, you said
something.
This nailed down thing. I don't want positions completely nailed down. I want us to have options. I know that the moral majority.
But Norris is always, when he's played, has been brilliant, so why not?
Options.
Yeah, I think there's options, but I think also that there is a danger of having too much. I don't think there's any doubt, is there, that we've got too many options?
No, I disagree. I like the rotation thing. You've got that squad. I'm disappointed that Miller, for example, I know Miller's a mediocrity, yes, but we've got plenty of room for mediocrities
in
the
Ipswich town. January as well.
Do you?
Mm.
I reckon there's a long list of players.
It's all very well to use this clear out word. I notice not many have actually been cleared out during the summer, have they?
Quite a lot left in the summer. I mean, Legwinski. There you go.
That's one.
There's a list of ones now. DeVos. Who else went?
He wasn't cleared out.
Richards, although he's been gone for.
Fab. You know what I mean? With the number of players that left on free.
Wait a minute. That was two.
That was three.
DeVos retired.
Yeah.
Fab was cleared out.
people back me up with people who left in the summer. It's such a long time ago, I can't remember.
Yeah, people were put on the transfer list and they weren't taken, in fact, in reality. So it's all very well to say there's going to be a great clear out. No, Bywater wasn't cleared out.
Colgan went.
No, they didn't have contracts, either of those.
Colgan did. Colgan's on a short-term contract. Yeah. So he counts.
No, it's a
contract. Oh, sorry, you mean actually players sold? All right, Gary Williams then. Okay, there's Gary Roberts. There you go. I mean, you know, including players who went, there's about 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 12, 12 players left. But the point being, I think more will go in January. And I suspect it will be kind of the if you're Tommy Miller or someone like that, you're looking at more players coming in, you're going to be thinking to yourself, well, what future have I got here?
Yeah. You know, a week Alex ago Bruce. Was a long time in politics, and people come and go. Who would have thought a month ago that we would now be talking about Valiči Szymanowski being an absolute fixture in the team? Who would have thought 6 months ago that we'd be talking so positively about little Norrit? he was dreadful at the end in last season, which we realise now is probably related to...
Can I address a couple of things about Little Norrit, as you call him?
Address as many as you like.
One from Pavs and Lee. These are both fairly similar. Pavs and Lee. Norris charged by the FA, but Chris Morgan fractures a skull and gets off scot-free. Well done to the FA.
Yeah, it's just completely ridiculous.
Yeah, we've got another one from the Vulture here, who's stuck at work, bless him. Read the FA charging Norris. Why, when all has been apologised and put behind the parties concerned, have those senile old goats at Soho Square decided to throw the book at Chuck, sack the lot of them and get administrators in with a modicum of common sense?
Well, I think that's huge. It's old git there, senile old
goat. I suddenly set up
senile old goat expert.
Senile old goats. Is this something new, suddenly hot off the press that he's been
charged? Yeah, they charged him with improper conduct and he's got a hearing tomorrow. He has...
I hadn't even
noticed.
It was only this afternoon.
Oh, was it?
It was only announced
this afternoon
jointly by the FA and the club around the same time, so they've obviously been talking about this, and his hearing is tomorrow.
Storm in the teacup.
The thing is, it was all done and dusted, wasn't it?
Mm. Astonishing.
And it's the club, the FA just bringing it up again.
Silly old farts.
I think it's a case that
they feel they have to do something because...
Well, they don't have to do anything.
No, but because the way that the... It was perceived by the public and the media if they weren't to act
moment.
On it.
For
well,
a
yeah,
moment.
But still, they might see it might damage their reputation or their the opinion.
Damage the reputation of outstanding footballers.
What the FA could have done quite happily was to say that, I mean, I think this has been handled pretty poorly by almost everybody, I think. I think Ipswich Town on the Monday when the newspapers broke the story, because no one in the ground.
Notice.
Had any realisation what it was all what his celebration was about. I heard no Ipswich fan mention it to anyone on the way out the ground, or talk about it at half time because it's just before half time. Blackpool fans weren't booing David Norris, so they didn't realise there was nothing in any of the Sunday papers. So it was only a reporter kind of worked it out and then brought the kind of whole thing to the public's and to the poor families' knowledge. On the Monday, the club should have by 10 o'clock that morning had an apology from David Norris saying, "I'm sorry if it was misinterpreted. It was only intended to be a private message."
We're wasting more time on this now.
Stupid as it was, because it was a ridiculous thing to do. But the FA then subsequently should have said, Ipswich having fined David Norris. Ipswich have done what they should have done. We have no grounds for taking any action, as they did with Tim Cahill when he did a similar celebration, which was definitely a handcuffs thing, because he said it was, and he issued an apology quickly in the manner that...
And then, of course, to kind of compound
the whole thing, yesterday the FA said they weren't going to take action against Chris Morgan for fracturing Ian Hume's skull in the Sheffield United Barnsley game last week. So if they could make themselves look any more stupid, they'd be wearing Darren Huckabee's hat, wouldn't they?
I'm not.
So I've solved that. Right, come on then.
My car was assaulted last night. I was hit by two missiles last night.
Really?
I have to say that being hit by missiles is actually more important than than people making gestures about handcuffs, isn't it?
Give us the context.
In the car park, my car was struck. I imagine sort of away fans, knew that's the away. I mean, home fans saw that's away supporters, and so my car was struck by two missiles.
I went to the League Cup semi-final there a few years back, and they won 4-1. We still got pelted with coins. I was on the supporters' coach back that night because it was midweek, and then again got pelted on the way out. So, and we lost 4-1. Imagine if we'd won the game.
Yeah, that's true. But we wouldn't be here doing this show.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, did you see the little irony that Alex Bruce scored last night, and his mummy and daddy were there. But in the way that footballers do in that sort of prima donna way, Mr. and Mrs. Bruce left before the end, and so they actually missed their little boy's goal.
Moment of glory. His first goal for about 200 and something games, someone said. Was some ridiculously large. I've actually seen him score for Town before. He tipped three in a pre-season friendly. There you go.
You are anally retentive, though.
What minute was it?
I don't know that. It was just before half time. No, I have no idea. Anything else?
James Cummings, Saturday's win against Derby was one of the most, in quotes, German performances I've seen from Town.
Quite a good way of describing it.
Extremely solid, ruthless, workmanlike, and very efficient. He goes on, but it finishes with, we don't seem to rip teams apart like we used to. What do the people think?
When did we rip them apart?
Last season at home we did.
Bristol City, do you see us as having some sort of Weltanschauung now?
Well, if so, then super duper, because we've lacked a Welton.
Any type of dog.
No, that's quite an interesting way. That we kind of.
It was an
efficient way of playing, I assume.
And was the QPR win was
Teutonic.
That's what I thought the same. We haven't destroyed anyone yet at home.
Bloody Prussian, you could almost say. Like the colour blue. Right. Yeah, that could become our new colour if we're going to
Prussian blue.
Teutonic. Prussian blue.
Isn't that a penguin? Oh, parrot, sorry.
That's a Norwegian.
3C blue. What is it with the so-called fans on Those Were the Days and other sites? As soon as Town lose, they bay for the head of a Jilton. When they win, they remain silent. This is Jim's first full season under the new Marcus Evans regime, and it's going to take time. If these fans had their way, we would have a new manager every 6 months.
Yeah.
Is this type of fan which would have called for the head of Alex Ferguson or Bobby Robson early on in their careers? Thank God the respective boardrooms ignored them at the time. I'd be interested to know what you guys think.
I think it's interesting at the moment that there is this kind of the underlying distrust of Jim amongst number of the crowd.
God knows why. He's one of us, isn't he? He's a good old boy. Why are you furrowing your little brow?
Because I can see reasons why people would distrust Jim.
Ben too.
Okay. Well, at no point in his management have we kind of really put in a very consistent run of form. We've won a lot of games at home last season, but we didn't
That's
win
consistent.
Away. Well, okay, positively consistent. But we
prior to Doncaster, we'd lost 1 in 11.
Yeah, but that's not a consistent run of wins, is it?
It's a consistent run of
We've at no point put in the kind of run that would indicate that we are likely to be a promotion-chasing side. Yeah?
No. He's a good old boy, and I cannot imagine why anyone would dislike Jim.
But there's other things people question. Now, Alex Bruce's position at the moment, which I don't necessarily think is entirely to do with football.
What's it to do with then? Alex Bruce's position. What's it to do with if it's not to do with football?
Well, I think that, him and Jim clearly had some sort of...
It could be a Gavin Williams situation.
...contra-tong. Yeah. And I think that's affecting... Yeah, I mean, Gavin Williams, again, is another...
Plus the fact that he could never stay fit for more than about two games
he could never stay fit. And obviously there was the Amsterdam thing, which with a lot of that sort of... The kind of players who've left over... Alan Lee, by the way, another one to add to that list of players over the summer. Then a lot of people are questioning. I'm not necessarily saying these are the right things, but these are things that people are questioning about Jim. The Ivan Campo signing, that doesn't seem to have gone entirely
as if we've got sort of
signing
15 people.
Signing Bywater last season, for example, another kind of fairly hopeless goalkeeper. You can see reasons why people would distrust him.
I think that Jim is a young, enthusiastic, good man manager. Yes, he offends some people. Yes, I do. Good man manager. That he gets in there, he can shout, but he can be sensitive. He has got a nice, sensitive, cuddly side. He's the man for me. I would give him a 10-year contract.
Would you?
Throw away the key.
Well, there you go.
Right, in the last couple of minutes, do you want to talk about the game coming up on Saturday?
Who are we playing?
I don't know. Sheffield, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a tough one.
Mm.
Yeah. Take a point.
Well, we've beaten all those top clubs, like Reading and all the others that I mentioned. I'm completely confident that we will thrash Sheffield United.
They were doing quite well until last night, weren't they?
Yeah, they got turned over by Wolves, didn't they, at home?
They won 5-2 or something last week, didn't they?
Yeah,
did they beat Charlton, indeed?
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah.
Charlton are hopeless.
But then we managed to lose at Charlton, didn't we?
But Sheffield's strikers have come into form, haven't they? Beattie and the other ones.
Hunter. Oh, no, sorry.
Have they got Hulse, have they? Is he or is he somewhere?
No, he's somewhere. He played against Derby.
Around so much.
And Emu.
Rob Hulse and Emu.
All three of them.
They're a very tricky team. I think Blackwell's done a good job, hasn't he, since he came
good
in.
Good manager.
Not as good a manager as Jim. He's a god.
Do you really genuinely think that Jim is the...
Absolutely.
...is going to take town too?
He reminds me very much of Bobby Robson.
What, in the manner of kind of the way he's kind of... What aspects would you say?
Okay, I'll name six aspects.
Go on then.
He's young, like Bobby Robson was.
But everyone was young.
He has quite short hair as well.
Okay, carry on. Sorry, it was a facetious point.
Like you were, Jeremy.
But point two.
Exactly.
People start sort of saying, I want Big Sam. You want what? Big Sam? You want some old fuddy-duddies? You want people who've got their career ahead of them. Jim has got his career ahead of him. I think he's assembled quite a good big squad with the resources available to him. I think he's a good man manager. I think he...
At that point, I don't think our squad was a patch on Birmingham's squad last night. Do you?
But then
the aim of the game is to get promoted, and when we're coming up against squads that are so much more advanced than us, than Birmingham.
Jim is a god. Jim is a god. Jim is a god.
Super. Come on, join in.
They've spent time in the Premier League, haven't they? The last few seasons, whereas we've not been there.
You have to read the. But those are the days for them all day long. I don't. And you've become infected by all those misery guts.
I'm merely questioning, that's all.
Okay, do you want a quick prediction for Saturday, then we have to go?
I think it'll be a draw, because we quite often draw with Sheffield United. I think it'll be 1-1.
Draw, get.
I think Jim will be beatified.
Really? any footballing...
Jeremy?
I'll go 3-2 town.
Okay, on that
the Pope turning up at the ground and...
Well, Beattie will be there, so he might be beatified.
Well, there you go.
Right,
good on that funny note, thanks to Jeremy. Thanks to Phil. Till next week, have a good one, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.